Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I've heard it said many times from many people, I don't need that anger management crap. I hope that this podcast will show you that it's not all about take a deep breath and count to 10, that real help for real anger is what can make the difference. Stay tuned as we explore this complex emotion. Welcome back to the show, guys. Today I'm going to talk about a topic that I think is really influential on our anger, something that has a really big impact on our anger over the course of however long we decide to allow this to affect us, right? And that's expectations, right? They're great for the most part, right? They're not inherently wrong or bad or detrimental, right, in and of themselves. Where the problem lies for me is when those expectations go outside the realm of what is possible, right? You can't expect, for instance, I can't expect to be the person in my wife's life who is capable of meeting all of her needs, right? That's not a possibility. That's never going to happen. Inverse, I can't expect my wife to be the one in my life that meets all of my needs, right? That's not possible for one person to be able to meet all the needs of another person. You need friends, you need family, you need outside influence in your marriage. In any marriage, in any friendship, in anything, there has to be more people involved to help meet those needs, right? And the problem that I had was for years, I had the idea that that's not how a marriage functioned, right? And it made me angry, violently angry, right? Not physically violent, but emotionally violent towards my wife because I felt like she was failing me, right? My expectation was, why do you need friends? Why do you need outside influence in our marriage? I should be the only one fulfilling your needs and vice versa. You should be the only one fulfilling my needs, right? And it caused a tremendous amount of pain and suffering for her specifically. Right. So why do we place these expectations? I think as an anger addict, as an angry person, as somebody who suffers from anger, we get this idea in our head of how things should go. Right. And it stems from this idea of the world should be perfect. The world should be this place that I can rely on. Right. And when I can't, it throws the whole world, my whole world, into chaos. Right. And it becomes confusing almost and scary because we have a reality, and that reality is life goes this way. For me, it has to be this way. And if it isn't this way, if that expectation is not met, holy hell, it's going to be bad, right? Everything will collapse. The world around me will no longer function. And it's that fear that drives that anger because as an angry person, as somebody who has to project that person who is always in control, and I think the two go hand in hand. I think anger and control are very much similar in their experience and how they are portrayed to other people, right? And if I show fear, or if I allow fear to come into the loss of control and the loss of those expectations, right? I can't feel that fear. That fear has to then be turned into anger, right? And the key to that is to let go of those expectations, right? Hold on to the belief that things are going to go a certain way. Hold on to the hope that things are going to go a certain way, that things are going to be the way you hope they are. But when we place that expectation, the expectation is just disappointment waiting to happen, right? That's all it is, right? And that's something that we find, that I found anyway, once I let go of placing an expectation on certain ideas and certain things and the way certain things should go, I've become a much less angry person. I've become a much less violent person. I've become a much less controlling person, right? Because I don't need to place that external control on my expectations, that they're not there anymore, right? I don't think that we should let go of seeking certain things, but we should not seek to to take that control and make it something that is going to be end all be all, has to go this way, right? Flexibility, I think, is the key to that, right? If we're flexible in what we seek and what we want and what we're hoping for, right, those expectations almost naturally go away, right? And there's a quote I found, and it's by Mike White. I guess he's an actor. And he says, there is victory in letting go of your expectations. I wholeheartedly believe that. I think that we can be victorious by letting go of expectations, right? When we let go of those expectations, we naturally become less hostile towards the world, towards people. We naturally become less angry, less controlling. We let go of all of those things that have driven us to be the anger addict that so many of the people I know, the people that I used to teach in my anger management classes were. So on that note, guys, I'm going to leave you there. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.